When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the first time, the Labor Cup has come to Vancouver, Canada. Welcome to TC Live as we lead you up to first ball in the Great North, where Team World looks to defend its title on home soil against Team Europe. Here's the lineup on day one of this three-day blockbuster event, beginning with that next-gen battle between Ben Shelton and Arthur Fease. Then it's Alejandro Davidovich-Fokina facing Francisco Cerúndolo. In the night session, hometown favorite Felix Auger-Aliassime takes on Gael Monfils. And in doubles action, the All-American duo of Francis Tiafoe and Tommy Paul plays Fease and Andre Rublev. Here's what's coming up over the next half hour. The Laver Cup back for the sixth time. Ben Shelton, Chris Eubanks in the house. We'll break down both teams and get you ready for day one in Vancouver. Sophia Kennan is on the rise. Back-to-back semifinals for the former world number four. Can she make it two straight finals? And it is the 50th anniversary of the Battle of the Sexes. How that match transformed sports and gender equality forever. So much to get to today. Welcome to our studios in Santa Monica, California. It's so great to have you here with us. Steve Weissman, Paul Anacone. We've got John Wertheim over on the big screen. Every year, I get excited for the Laver Cup. 6 year we're doing this, Paul and John. It's a fantastic event, once again, back in North America. But this year's a little bit different, because like the tennis world in general, the era of the big three is kind of going away. And now for the Laver Cup, none of the big three playing this year, Paul.
Yeah, lots of opportunity for the upstarts, right? Look, we're talking about established players, but you're talking about all-time greats that aren't there now. And I think, look, we've seen this grow exponentially every year. The crowd is so into it. And it shouldn't be any different in Vancouver. What a beautiful city to host it. The arena looks spectacular. Going to be a slow court as usual, lower bouncing court, but players are going to be fired up. We're going to see a lot of energy out there.
I like the way you frame that, Steve. We're coming off a U.S. Open where we had this transition out of the big three. You know what? We had record attendance. We had record ratings. Opportunity is the key word. It's like Arkansas is the land of opportunity. That's what Laver Cup is right there. You can see a warm-up on the treadmill. From the jump, it was clear that players take this event very seriously. And a lot of young talent now has a chance to be showcased. This will be a different type of Laver Cup that it has been in the past, different fields from last year, but a lot of excitement, a lot of opportunity.
A lot of opportunity. And when it comes to the Laver Cup, you brought it up, Paul, the atmosphere with these team experiences and everybody on the bench rooting on their fellow players.
Yeah, we've seen it, right, the last few years, watching players play matches, and then all of a sudden you have Rafa Novak over their shoulder on the changeover coaching. You have them jumping off the bench. You have Kyrgios going nuts. We're going to miss some of those faces and those names, obviously. But these new guys with the energy Ben Shelton's going to be bringing, we're going to see so much excitement and electricity. And all these players, their personalities are going to thrive in the team environment. So I think it's going to be electric.
It will be absolutely electric. Let's take a look at this format for the Laver Cup. Three-day event, John. And every day it kind of builds, gets more and more important. Best of three sets with that third set as a 10-point match tiebreak.
Love all of it. There is this escalator clause built in. All right, Friday we get things rolling. We have some ceremonies. We get to see some new players. Saturday it gets a little more intense. And then Sunday, everything is max value. It is mathematically impossible to win this in the first day or the second day. So there are big stakes on Sunday. You see that the pressure gets ratcheted up. So to the end, again, some of these other format changes, we'd like to see some of these on the major tour.
Yeah, and as you can see, three singles, one doubles per day. You see some great doubles duos that come together. The first edition, we had Roger and Rafa playing doubles for the first time. And we've got a lot of newcomers to these Laver Cup rosters, like Arthur Fease, like Alejandro Davidovich-Fokina, Gael Monfils for the first time playing Laver Cup.
On Team World side, how about Tommy Paul, Francisco Cerundolo, and Ben Shelton coming off that run at the U.S. Open? One guy who's been here all along, that is Captain John McEnroe, back to lead Team World.
Anyone that's followed this event knows I love it and what it represents to me, idolizing Rod and having Roger part of it and the team spirit, which I always loved as Davis Cup. So awesome to be back. I love our chances, love our team. So as the great referee Mills Lane used to say in the boxing ring, let's get it on.
I think it's going to be a very interesting match. Fortunately, we lost last year in London. That was a very, very big disappointment. I know that all these six guys are very eager to bring back the trophy to Europe.
This competition, it was in my bucket list. It looks great. It looks fantastic. Definitely that type of format that I like to play and compete. Team spirit. So I was very flattered that when I received the call and 100% be ready tomorrow for a good one.
Well, my one celebration kind of went viral at the U.S. Open, but I don't think normally in tournaments that I play I'm one who has a signature celebration. I think this is a team event, so if there's any celebrating that I'm going to be doing, it's with the guys who are going to be on the bench next to me or cheering for me.
Ben is, I know him well, and he's a super nice guy, so I know even if he will do something or try to provoke, it's not personal, so I don't know. He will make me smile with this.
Ben Shelton, you know he is dialed in for the Laver Cup, and he is in the first match against Arthur Fiese. It is a matchup of next-gen guy. Arthur Fiese, youngest player at the Laver Cup. He's 19, is at a career-high 44 in the world. Last year was ranked outside the top 300. Same thing for Ben Shelton, right? He's at a career-high 19. Last year he was ranked near 200 in the world. Whose ascent has been more impressive to you?
Well, I think the interesting one, really, even more interesting, as talented as Fiese is, it's probably Ben, right? Because his explosion was at two majors.
Yeah.
You know, that's where he had such a great ascendancy to his level, right? I think he won nine matches in those two majors, and to see him do it on the big stage, he loves it. So this environment is going to be great. Fiese is very talented, has a lot of racket talent, can do a lot of different things with the ball, and let's not forget about the old-timer Gael Monfils. He's going to thrive in this situation too. It is going to be wall-to-wall entertainment, lots of different styles, and I can't wait to see the interaction with the bench and behind the bench. That's a lot of fun too.
Do you think Ben Shelton, former college champion, will enjoy the team format? Look for that. And yeah, as Paul says, Gael Monfils, 37 years old, bucket list, he says, making his debut against Felix. And again, I mean, the other match too, Cerundolo against Davidovich Fokina. Here are two players. They've won a lot of matches at the pro level. We've gotten some great behind the scenes action here. You think this has any hand eye coordination going on here? McEnroe on the treadmill.
Patrick's getting fired up.
He's getting his steps in, you know, because you're going to be sitting around for a little while. You got to warm up behind the scenes, and we'll sprinkle in all this behind the scenes footage throughout the show and obviously throughout the matches today at the Laver Cup. It's really cool to have it inside Rogers Arena with the black court, the gray court. I mean, everything is special about this event. Who do you think wins between Shelton and Arthur Fiese? What's going to be the key to that match?
I'm leaning Big Ben Shelton. I think he's going to bring that heater, that left-handed heater out there and cause some problems for Fiese. If Ben doesn't get a lot of first serves in, can be a little bit more vulnerable once the point's in neutral, Fiese can do a good job from the back of the court. But remember, it's going to be a slower court and it's a lower bounce. So that serve of Ben Shelton's is going to be gripping and jumping with that grit. But it probably isn't going to be as high as normal because it's a little bit of a lower bounce.
John, we have heard about the nerves that these players go through during the Laver Cup. They've compared it to major championships. So first-timers, Alejandro Davidovich Fokina, Francisco Cerundolo. Who do you think manages that better today?
I guess we go with the older, more experienced player, which would be Davidovich Fokina. But again, this is such a big opportunity for these guys in the sense that, look, if you're a hardcore tennis fan, you know that these are two guys, they win a lot of matches, they grind out a lot of matches, they're shot-making. I mean, these are really top proper pros. But to play on a stage like this with the greats in the stands, with teammates, you're right, Steve. I mean, this is a real pressure situation. I guess my gut has to go with Davidovich-Fokina. But this is one of these matches where a hardcore tennis fan will absolutely revel in this.
All right, so Paul is picking Shelton for the first match. That's a point for Team World. John says Davidovich-Fokina, match number two. That would lead us to be all tied up one apiece when we enter the night session tonight. And we've got a good one between Gael Monfils, Felix Auger-Aliassime, our BetMGM live odds to win the match. A little bit surprising to me, Paul, that Auger-Aliassime is the favorite here when he's 1-6 since Roland Garros, 2-9. Since Miami. What's been going on with FAA?
Yeah, look, he's having a bit of a struggle this year. He's just hit a little bit of a drought. The kid is a phenomenal athlete. He can play so many different styles at an extremely high level. I think just a little bit of a confidence and perhaps a little bit of an identity issue right now. And I think that's normal for players kind of where he is. Not his age, but in the stage of his career, right? He's kind of year 3, 4.5-ish, and that's where you kind of have a little bit of a hiccup and you have to readjust. And this is a tough man to readjust against because Gael Monfils can do so many things so well. He loves the crowd. This guy is a performer. He's someone that thrives on the environment. I think the speed of the court will be good for Gael. You have two tremendous athletes in this match. But will FAA find a way to get through the defensive skills of Monfils? I'm leaning Monfils.
Perhaps the odd makers, seeing it's in Vancouver, gave the edge to the home country guy, Auger-Aliassime. But don't forget, Monfils made the quarterfinals in Canada this year.
There you go.
Other side of the country. Still, a lot more to get to. Top of the hour, it is the 2023 Laver Cup live right here on Tennis Channel. But when we come back, two American women who started the week outside the top 50 will play for a spot in the Guadalajara final. We'll break that down for you here on TC Live. Back in beautiful British Columbia, it is Vancouver, Canada. That's Rogers Arena down there where we will see day one of the Laver Cup, beginning with Ben Shelton and Arthur Fils. Then it's Cerundolo, Davidovich-Fokina. The night session has Monfils, Auger-Aliassime, and then some doubles action. The action will be hot on the court. For the forecast outside Rogers Arena, here's our friends at Fox Weather.
Hello, tennis fans. I'm Fox Weather's Amy Fries. Here's today's Laver Cup forecast in Vancouver. Lots of sunshine, temperatures in the low 70s. Remember, you can stream Fox Weather on your favorite connected TV device like Samsung TV Plus, channel 1010. Always on and always free.
That's on your ride to Rogers Arena. It's going to be lovely.
Yeah.
You walk inside, it's going to be a great day no matter what. To Guadalajara we go. This is yesterday, the quarterfinals there. Just the second unseeded quarterfinal at a 1,000 event this year, but both some major resumes, John. Sophia Kenin, Leyla Fernandez, both kind of finding their form this week.
Yeah, a major winner against a former major finalist. Kenin quietly rising the ranks. She's like 280 earlier this year, now is in the top 50, coming off a final run in San Diego, and now a run for the border. She's bringing it to Guadalajara as well. Wins the first set. That one got away from Fernandez a little bit. We go deep into a second set on the fifth set point. That was one of, get this, 14 double faults from Kenin. She lets the second set get away. What does she do, though? She resets. That's something she's done really well this summer. Post-Wimbledon, she's now won 14 matches, and she just took control of the third set. 15 aces from Fernandez, that's a big number, but Kenin was able to overcome that. Again, 31 in the live rankings now for Sonia Kenin. What a nice summer comeback from a player who knows some success.
And then we got Caroline Dolahide having the best tournament of her life, Paul, looking to become the first American player to make the semifinals, ranked outside the top 100 since Sloane Stephens back in 2017.
Yeah, these are what dreams are made of, right? You see Dolahide, who has struggled, but played an 1,000 event and starting at 111 before the tournament started, did such a great job. Look at the match point save here, guys. That's number one. Here comes number two. No fear on the big forehand. Gets to 30-40, and what do you get? A little gift to get back to deuce. And how about the tiebreak they went on to play? Look at that score line in the second set. Set point number six, and there we go. Off to a third set. You got to give Dolahide so much credit, the perseverance and wherewithal to stay with it. There she hits the big forehand down the line to give her a match point. That's just too good. And what happens on match point? A little defense right here, and then the inside in forehand flies long. What a great effort. I think you said she'd be right outside the top 40 if she wins this tournament.
She's up to 60 right now in the live rankings. Can get to 42 with a win today. Had never been ranked outside inside the top 100 before this week. What a marvelous run in Guadalajara for Caroline Dolahide. Takes on Sofia Kenin today. It's Caroline Garcia and last year's finalist, Maria Sakkari, in the night match. Both of these you can see in their entirety on TC Plus. You can also see that second match on Tennis Channel. All right, still to come as we lead you up to day one of the Laver Cup from Vancouver. There's Arthur Fils getting ready to go inside Rogers Arena. Ben Shelton getting his right, a little pause, a little run, a little go. That's what I do on the treadmill, the intervals.
Forwards, backwards, yeah, forwards, that's backwards. It's
really good on fat burning. Back with more after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The point as we say goodbye to Roger Federer, the finest we've ever seen. Francis Tiafoe is on a new level this season, and Novak is hungry to get back into battle.
That was simply breathtaking in every single department from Novak Djokovic.
Maybe that's what started the big season for Big Foe, being able to clinch it for Team World, their first ever win at the Laver Cup last year in London. And that was coming off an absolute shellacking in Boston, 14, when you see Team Europe, Paul, had dominated the Laver Cup until last year.
They sure had. And last year it looked like it was going to happen again. Got to give Team World a heck of a lot of credit. The last day played great tennis, especially. And it's good that they got that win. Now it's a little bit more of a developing rivalry, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And this year, with the new names and the new faces, 7 out of 12 new folks playing, going to be fun, different kind of pressure for everybody.
John, we can't talk about last year without mentioning Roger Federer saying farewell with Rafa, the holding hands, the tears, that whole moment. It's unforgettable.
This was their rivalry encapsulated in one unscripted moment. It was really beautiful. And in some ways, appropriately, it sort of overshadowed the tennis. I mean, this was the enduring image. But I'm watching those clips and I'm thinking about how much this event has evolved as well. I mean, when this started, remember, Roger Federer was winning majors and he launches this event. No one's quite sure what to expect. It absolutely outpaces all expectation. And then it has caught on since. It endured COVID. And last year we had this. The seminal moment that tennis fans won't soon forget. Now it goes to Western Canada. This event has really grown up fast and grown up very robustly.
And they are playing in a venue called Rogers Arena. Fitting, as we hear from the man who started this event, Roger Federer. Take a listen.
I was at Wimbledon this year and also sat, in the stands and watched tennis. And it felt great. You know, I was really happy seeing and following tennis. I still follow results, you know. I can't sit through full matches just because I got too much going on or it's a bad time zone sometimes. But I check on the highlights and being live in a stadium, honestly, has a different feel. And tennis is a great live sport. So I'm really happy to be back here in Vancouver and seeing some live tennis again.
So Roger's in the building, Paul. It's really cool to hear him say he still checks the live scores like almost on a daily basis.
Yeah, look, that's one of the reasons why he played for so long. He loves the game. I mean, he absolutely loves tennis. And for him to be able to have a role, obviously a very significant one, he and Tony Gottsick, I remember talking to them over a decade ago when they were starting all this and they were thinking about what can we do for Rod Laver? What can we do for Rod that makes sense. And so now to be able to participate in as an ambassador, so to speak, and to be involved makes a ton of sense. He loves the game. This is something that really is near and dear to his heart. And I'm sure he's going to have a great weekend. It's going to be a busy one. It's going to be a great one.
he'll be watching some matches in their entirety, we would think, John. And potentially, you know, one day could take over as captain for Team Europe for Bjorn Borg.
Yeah, it's going to be tough with Europe winning the majority of these encounters. I don't think Bjorn Borg's job is in too much jeopardy yet. But yeah, there probably is a spot on the bench for Roger. He could appoint himself. But I just can't get over how quickly this event has come to be what it is. And this is sort of a next phase, but that's healthy. That's what businesses do. And we'll see how it goes this weekend. But good to see Roger. As you say, Steve, Roger will be in Rogers Arena, only fitting.
What else is fitting? Leif Shires told me this earlier today. They're playing Rogers Arena, which is the home of the Vancouver Canucks, a hockey team, right? Well, at Rod Laver Arena this weekend, they have turned it into an ice rink to play an NHL Global Series. So they're playing hockey in Rod Laver Arena and tennis in Rogers Arena for the Laver Cup.
It's all coming together. A lot of good karma happening.
That's right. Yes. And we are less than 10 minutes away from first ball.
Relax, Arthur.
Yeah, Arthur's just chilling. He's
just relaxing.
Already had his pregame meal. And
Big Ben, loosen up that shoulder, gang.
That's the left one right there.
Yeah, look at ready.
149, yep. We're thinking that's on the gun
live
today?
Live arm.
All right, here's our schedule tomorrow on Tennis Channel. TC Live, once again, the three of us getting you ready for day two of the Laver Cup at 4 Eastern. We got the Guadalajara final at 8, and then the night session from Vancouver. Much more as we lead you up to day one in Canada after this. Welcome back. There is Arthur Feast. He is now up off the couch, Paul. Getting the wristbands ready. He's got the tunes in his ears. Ben Shelton as well. First match, day one, Laver Cup. What are they feeling right now, Paul?
Well, Johnny Mack giving a little bit of last-minute advice, probably mostly just about the environment to try to get them to get Ben Shelton in high gear really quickly. Love to see the communication going back and forth. Always good. Players got to figure it out. Give them some tips. But we got all kinds of good tennis coming today.
Yeah, we do. Feast, Shelton kick it off just a few moments away. Then Cerundolo, Davidovich, Fokina. That's a first-time meeting. Malfis, Ogier Aliassime. And I'm looking forward to the doubles as well. Francis Tiafoe and Tommy Paul teaming up together to take on Feast and Andre Rublev. A very different captain coaching styles here as well, John. We've seen over the years, John McEnroe is on the bench. He is always talking to his players. Bjorn Borg, you know, a little more chill, a little more reserved in terms of the coaching style.
Does that surprise you guys? both of them true to form from the early 80s. And at some level, too, the players are reflecting and the mood on the bench reflects the captain as well. But no, I mean, John McEnroe is as animated as ever at this competition. This is someone who, even when he was playing, talked about the importance of team competition in tennis and team sports. And we talk about the players warming to this format, but I think Borg and McEnroe really have as well.
And it's also so cool to have those guys as a part of this for the youngsters.
Absolutely. I love the variety and personalities, right? The differences between the two. We've talked about it since they've been playing very different. Bjorn's much more subdued, lets his players get involved a lot more in the coaching. But you know what? What's great about Team World, too, is even though John is the one who's at the pinnacle really trying to drive things home, guys get off the bench from behind and come in and help. It is so much fun to watch, and I'd urge all the fans, Listen on the changeover. You hear a lot of interesting stuff.
I mean, one of my favorite moments ever was when Rafa Nadal and Roger Federer were giving advice behind the scenes to Alexander Zverev. No more negative face, right? let's stay positive. Let's go out there as these players are getting ready. What do you make of tonight's doubles match between Francis Tiafoe, Tommy Paul teaming up together, Feast, Andre Rublev?
How about four amazing athletes? There's going to be some great movement, shot making. I'm really interested to watch the combinations because so much about the doubles is the chemistry between teammates. I have a feeling that Tommy Paul and Big Foe will be much more familiar with each other than Feast and Rublev. Yeah. That should play to their advantage early on, and it is going to be a full day right after Rublev gets done ordering his pizza, and things will be good.
As we see them take the goal, who's going to leave day one in the lead, John? Team World or Team Europe?
I'm liking Team World here, and I think this doubles match is a big reason why. Rublev, a nice doubles player, but the chemistry of two guys that played juniors together. This should be fun, guys.
All right, let's head to Vancouver for the official opening of the 2023 Laver Cup.